A long time ago, before humans, mammals, or even dinosaurs roamed the Earth, a group of microorganisms lived on Earth. As time went on, the Earth started to change. The microorganisms were allowed to diversify into more efficient life forms. These microorganisms have mutated and diverged into what are now known as bacteria and archaea.
We, bacteria, are single-celled microorganisms that live in most places on Earth. We live in soil, water, and in the bodies of plants and animals. Most of us thrive by living inside bigger organisms and by causing disease. But we are not all bad. Some of us, like E. coli, make nutrients that are essential for the organisms we live in.
We archaea are also single-celled microorganisms that live in bigger creatures. But unlike bacteria, we don't cause disease. Many of us, like H. vulcani, live in extremely salty environments and in high temperatures, such as in the Dead Sea and in hot springs. This makes us unique because there are not many microorganisms that can survive under these conditions.
As more time passed, the Earth continued to transform and oxygen became more abundant. Some archaeal microorganisms began to die because of the changing environment. They needed to find a way to evolve so that they could survive. Then, some archaeal microorganisms started to change. They combined with a type of bacteria called eubacteria. Together, they formed a whole new entity. This new creation would eventually become what is now known as eukarya.
We eukaryotes are different from bacteria and archaea because our cells form multicellular organisms that can be seen with the naked eye. That makes you one of us. What makes us unique is that our cells contain DNA in a control center called the nucleus. Along with the nucleus, our cells have many complex structures called organelles that have specific roles. It is only when the cells work together that we are able to function as a whole.
Together, eukarya, archaea, and bacteria would come to represent the three domains of life that will give rise to all organisms on Earth.